Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Shout out to Grant Paulson. Grant, man, playing sick, man. Playing wounded. Gutting it out. What a performance. But who would miss a day like today? How lucky are all of us as we celebrate the dawn of a new day. Celebration of life. And also MLK Day. Inauguration. People stepping in, stepping out. And burgundy and gold on the forefront. Headlines, read all about it. Extra, extra. The burgundy and gold is in play. We're not hoping, wishing, it's in play. We get a chance to control our own destiny. And on a night like Monday night, where the Buckeyes and the Irish are going to settle it on the field, boy, the history. And they played in black and white. And they're still playing. And it means a heck of a lot. And Heavy Metal Chris, honored, man, to be able to take this night. This is a very special night because there won't be another Monday that we have this much of action going on. This kind of vibe. And then we were really blessed here on the East Coast. I mean, it wasn't bad. It's freezing. But it could have been worse. Could have been really worse. And shout out to all of us that are over a certain age limit that were in heavy labor, shoveling. Do what you got to do. Don't be afraid to put ice on your back. Don't be macho, man. End up froze tomorrow and can't walk. Handle your business. And it is icy. So be cautious. Be smart. We can't afford to lose anybody. Listening to this radio station, 106.7, and our partner, 980, Team 980. I don't know about you, Metal, because you have so much on your plate. It has been an absolute thrill to listen to the Road Warriors, our fan base that travels, and talking about their trips and what they had to do and how their parents had taught them and showed them the road trips. Not all of us. Some of us never get to go to home games, let alone road games. We have a lot, large part of our fan base that has incurred an expense. They travel. There's passion. And they did a lot of this while we were awful. And they still went out there. So I just wanted to shout out to all you gladiators. You're really road warriors, because it's a cause. It's not free. You tied it into vacation. So you tied it in to something to make it work. But a lot of those teams were 4 and 5, 6 win teams that were terrible, but you never gave up. And for those that you gave up, it's okay to come back, but you got to promise me that you'll never quit on them again. Because this group now, I mean, how do you like this group? Metal, we haven't had a chance to tap glasses since, it's not like it's even a big thing as normal. What they do now to me is not, I'm not even tripping. It's like normal. When do they not go out and meet a challenge, rise to the occasion? They show up and show out. Now, it's not perfect, but they find a way to win. It's such a beautiful thing to watch how they do it. And I credit the staff. And when I say Detroit was a staff victory, and I'll explain what I mean by a staff victory, we get hung up on starters. Of course, your elite players, your Pro Bowl, blah, blah, blah. 53 strong, practice squad included. Everybody matters. You know, one of the canines award that was selected and got most of the votes because that group is a very high football IQ group. Now, it may not be some of the sharpest tools in the drawer, but when it comes to football IQ, they recognized that Trent Scott's contribution to this team when Cosme went out with injury, that was a breaking point. That was a pressure point for us. You're playing the Big Bad Lions in the Motor City, and your best offensive lineman, arguably your best offensive lineman, who's been playing hurt. And I want you to understand what I'm saying. Playing hurt, you might have gotten away with that against the Lions. You have no chance of getting away with that in South Philadelphia. Because they've got a dude over there that you need to be full strength and have a couple people with you. And Trent Scott came in there. You know what he did? He stepped his game up. And that guard situation is like putting a polar bear in a phone booth. And so it's going to be a function at the junction. Y'all born in the 50s and 60s, you know what I meant. It's going to be, that is my feature of the weekend. It's going to be Ollie Frazier. Oh, really, Ken Norton and Frazier. Ken Norton and Frazier. Trent Scott, my man, stepped up. Now, I don't know who's going to start. It's not my job. I'm not a coach. But I do know this. The O-line coach, the offensive people deserve a heck of a lot of credit, as well as Trent, because he was ready to play. Every substitution you make, the X guy's got to be ready to play, which means he wasn't asleep in the meeting. He was on time, and he was ready to rumble. And you're able to get a road win. I mean, it was a tough one. It took me 2 days. I reached out to my old broadcast partner, Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions. Seeing the look on their face, it was rough. It was rough. And we've done it often. Seems like we've had to go through Detroit through our history quite a number of times. We may not be on their Christmas card list next year.
You know, they're not 4-0. Commanders are 4-0 against the Lions.
Now they beat one of our teams. One, I'll never forget this because I was humiliated. And Clarence Goldsboro Jr., a.k.a. Cowboy Clay, called me up, blew my phone up, a flip phone back in the day, and he called me during the game. Dude, I'm trying to work. He's laughing his butt off. We lost to the Lions. So it became a joke if you lost to the Lions. How you like them now? They all grown up. And we took, you know, we took the best shot and punched them right in the face. The only way you can deal with them is to punch them in the face over and over and over again. And all the fans that I've spoken to that have gone there said it was a cordial, it was a respect football group. Nobody got hit over the head with a bottle. Nobody got urinated on. I mean, it was class. Get ready this week. Get your raincoats ready. Because this week, you know, but you know what to brace yourself for. Speaking of Philadelphia, John Booty. It's nice enough to join us, give us the Philadelphia perspective. We'll talk about that. We got a lot of time to discuss it. And, of course, Irish and Buckeyes. Also, I can't wait for Grant to get health. I mean, he worked. I need him on the good foot, though, 100%. Can't wait to hear how he feels about Ben Johnson and the Bears. I think Ben made a heck of a move. It was exciting watching the Lions. It really was. And the dude has some tricks in his bag. Loved his offense. Because he came up with some things I never even thought about. He's really, really good. But, you know, you have to be able to. Well, here's what he's good at. He's really good because now he's gone from one first pick in the draft to another first pick in the draft. You know, you cut your teeth in this league when you can develop a quarterback. And it's so hard to do. I ain't mad at him now. but he's got two first picks in the draft. But he is innovative. I mean, he's we'll see. Now, we know he can develop a game plan. Can he run a team? Can he assemble a staff? It's a lot to go through. He'll probably lose his DC as well, Glenn. And those guys leave an atmosphere that had to be so much fun to be a part of the Detroit Lions. This is a brutal sport when it doesn't work out. How'd you like to be in Baltimore?
Oh, man. The Lamar talk of just cannot win in the postseason has been continuing, I hear.
Well, it continues for everybody but Patrick. Because there's only one winner at the end of this. Everybody else, loser. They may just be your guy, so you don't say it. But the bottom line to it is there's only one champion at the end.
Sure, but this was Lamar's, this game against the Bills was Lamar's first multi-interception game of the season. And worst time you could have had it. Worst time he could have had it, you know?
Yeah. Well, all of them. He wasn't alone. The one thing about it, though, he won't have to sit in that little room by himself and say it was just him. They had a couple of cats that stunk up the joint. Now, did they stink up the joint, or did the Bills apply pressure at those critical points, those pressure points?
Well, that two-point conversion being dropped was not the Bills applying pressure. That was just bad. Yeah. That was just sloppy.
Catches, drops, and catches all a part of the game. You know, it's not practice. You can hit a jugs gun, okay. But then do you do it? And I don't worry about the elements because, you know, everybody plays outside. Both teams were outside. If you want to control your environment, then you got to have the best record in the regular season. You think the Rams kicking themselves in the behind for their September? Because I still believe they are as dangerous as Philadelphia. They are dangerous because them young defensive linemen, they got a young group. They're going to be a problem. Rams are going to be a problem. But
not this year.
No. But down the road, they're going to be a problem. But they couldn't handle the element. They didn't get the job done. They blew it. And the Eagles now are sitting there, and believe me on this, and no one's ever going to say it. Then you're never going to hear it. Like, I'm pulling for it. I'm glad. I told Rooster, and we're talking about it. I mean, I want the person I'm most familiar with. Philly. Cousin. In the division. Let's roll. And I always want to go against the quarterback that's the most... Well, I want my quarterback to be the most immobile. Didn't get that. Got a mobile guy. But I'll take dealing with Sirianni over McVay. This is what it comes down to. The head coach, the quarterback. Head coach, quarterback, though they have a star rusher or shut down corner, I'll take the corner over the wide receiver. And then you look at these games, it's what it boils down to now, big boy ball. Everybody's got a bad, good receiver. Everybody's got that. But then you run out of options. And this is what makes it so much fun now. And scary. The next time you're sitting with your fellows, because somebody's going to say something stupid because they're reading one of these books, one of the math guys has come up with, and they tell you that Washington doesn't have a number one, don't slap them, because that's what you should do, is slap the crap out of them. But don't do it, because you need to get a civil suit, you had to go to jail, and I'm not going to help you out at all. So don't do it. But I know what you'll want to do. And we don't care what they think about our people. As a matter of fact, keep disrespecting them. Did you see Scary? I think people... Now, the Eagles won't.
We are the Eagles' last loss. Yeah, the Commanders are the last loss.
That's the thing about playing your cousin in the division. They won't. Rams may have. Your cousin won't. Nobody in the division. Cowboys, no way. They won't. They'll get you. So it's going to be interesting, to say the very least. I'm listening to everybody, man. The thrill, tailgate Ted and the boys, he got the Junks breakfast this morning. I thought that was classy. And hearing his voice, how proud, how relieved, how happy. 30 years, man, the drought. Couldn't be happier. But you know what will make you happier? To go to the Super Bowl, to win it. So my theme tonight is that, yeah, this is all great, but there's two to go. Let's not act like this is over. We're just getting started. Because the goal is to win the Lombardi. Not to just get to the Super Bowl, but it is to win it. Overtime, DOC and Heavy Metal. And it's a simple deal. If you bleed burgundy and gold, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you don't, then you're probably not listening anyway, so you know what to do with that. Holla back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Playoff competition. There really and truly is, there's nothing like it. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And what makes it better is then when you get a chance to go against a buddy, a friend, a teammate, classmate. So, and if that particular friend actually lives in the DMV, it couldn't get any better. And the better you like them, it just makes the defeat even better. We have a unique situation here because one of our favorite athletes, pros, badasses, is a man who played significant part of his NFL career with the Philadelphia Eagles. And he's a DMV legend, John Booty. And he's a regular on many, many shows and broadcast, TV, radio, sings, he dances, he does it all. But his birds are standing in the way now. And I know that this is exciting for you because of all of our cross connections. So I will ask you, open the floor to you, and go, what is your initial reaction now that you know you can't avoid this buzzsaw?
Wow, Doc, now that I know, I was with Gary Clark on Sunday afternoon after win, and like, man, it's real now, and I'm cheering for you guys win, and don't go to I gotta wait for Saturday night, right? And I have to wait for Sunday for my birds, and the birds won. I'm like, oh geez, here we go. Oh, it's gonna be some fun trash talk. It's gonna be some fun. Hey, I respect the Washington Commanders. I love that hot at us mentality, but those birds, man, they got a ground game, and that green, man, I'm fired up, man. That's what I can say right now. I'm fired up, but it's going to be one heck of a game.
Well, you should be fired up because you've got a machine. First of all, you're further ahead in the progression of building the program. You're a couple of years removed from the Super Bowl. You got a big, bad group of hombres. And, but you know football well enough to know what you should be afraid of.
Yeah.
That's why I love corners. Football enough to know this is a dangerous opponent. we have, because you can't really put your foot. No. You know what? I won't speak for you. Tell us why Washington keeps winning, since you're going to stop us.
Well, you got to concentrate on that number five, because he has poise, Doc, and he's smart, and he can use his legs and buy some time with his legs. He's a precise passer, and even the pressure's on, he can put the ball on the money. That means the other guy is going to play hard for him. You know what I mean? So I know you know what I mean. And that's the it factor they have on offense. And the Eagles have a great defense, but they know we can't sleep on this young man, because he went into the Lions' den, literally, and took it from the Lions. So the Eagles will say, hey, we can't let him come into the link and do just that. Total respect for him. Believe you me, they don't have that for him. But they're going to try to take him away and rely and have his other teammates, scary to the other guys, perform. But that's the respect there, Doc. That's the main catalyst. He's a catalyst for that team, because the defense is going to play well for him. Look what the defense did against Detroit, huh? They want to see number five back on the field.
Yeah, I wonder. Now, I'm going to ask you about your boys who have had a little infighting. You're messy. Now, you're super talented. How are you from an injury standpoint? Because I thought one of your gladiators got nicked on defense.
Well, Quentin, I saw in the game, he had a shoulder situation that took him out. And hopefully he'll be back this game for the because of the shoulder. Quentin's a rookie starter. He's nicked up. And then we lost Dean last week.
That was a tough one. And, I hated to see that, because I don't want you. Yeah. I want you full strength. And I think see Washington full strength. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that number 42, I love that number he has. I forget his name. He's a backup linebacker. He's been playing some good football the last couple of weeks since Dean's been out. So you got to get that beast down in the middle from Georgia, Carter. He's playing some good football. So they got to rally up on defense.
You remind me of Reggie. He's a problem.
Yes. He's a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a problem.
So the deal is we got some guys banged up, but, you know, that adrenaline and this modern training, technology and medicine they have and training to get guys back on the field, I think it'll be – and plus, this big game. You're going to do what you got to do to get back on that field.
What concerns you about your team? I mean, you see the Eagles. What concerns you about them? I mean, they're a buzzsaw, no doubt about it, but – you know the game. I know what concerns me about the Eagles. I know what concerns me about the Commanders. But right. I want to hear from you first.
Well, what concerns me right now, a lot of people want to talk about Jalen. Jalen Hurts, his performance. I'm like, hey, man, if it's performance alone throwing the ball, get the ball to Saquon, right? But he got nicked up in his last game with that injury on his knee. So that's concerning. That's concerning right there for me.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that, because he
now,
can
all
throw
this other stuff we hear, all this other stuff we hear, Doc, about the infighting and book reading on the sideline. Hey, man, anything that when you're winning, it solves a multitude of sins, right? Yeah. So keep winning and don't worry about the books on the sideline.
Yeah. Those guys are on the bus ride. They'll sit next to each other on the bus and ride for 3 hours. That's not a problem.
They're just
two alphas, and some teams are like that. They're edgy.
Right.
And they just are. Right. And you don't like everybody on your team because they won't allow you to like them. Some people ornery. They're just a certain way that, but when that ball goes up.
I'm glad you're my teammate.
And when it kick off, hey, brother, they go for it. They'll die for you. And that's all that really matters. That really matters is that, because you could be traded, you could be cut, you could be. Right. This game is only romantic to people that don't play it.
There it is, Jock. You said it's only romantic for folks who don't play it.
They don't
play it. And don't understand it.
It's serious. Yeah. You could be fired on the spot.
Right.
You could be permanently maimed on the spot. You could die in a hit. Yes. You know, there's all kinds of things that go on, and people. But again, you're an entertainer. It's for entertainment value until now.
Gladiator.
Yeah, until sports. Now. Now.
And Doc, you know, back when we played, you know, in the tour days or something else, we beat each other up in tour days, right? Huh?
You know, and, you say it, I say it. People listen, but they can't register it. Because they've seen a decade now these pillow fight camps. And they really, they don't know what you're talking about.
They don't.
Like,
they don't.
When I tell people we went live goal line on Fridays,
they think
you're lying.
No, yeah.
They don't have any feel. They actually think, dude, what were you been sipping? You been with G from the shop? You know, they don't. And I realize now, the older I get, the further away you get from the reality of pro football.
Yeah.
Because of the games, the video, the gambling, the way it's become mythical.
That's sports entertainment now, you know.
Because that's how you generate more interest, more involvement. If you can get people that could never play it to love it, ching ching, more money.
Ching ching.
So I don't blame them. I'm all for it. But for God's sake, just leave a sliver of the game itself. That's why I've watched more hockey in the last year and a half. I watched my whole life and love every moment of it because it's physical, it's
physical,
fast, it's ferocious, it's especially when it goes 4-on-4, the penalty kills. The less people on the ice, the more I like it. It's unbelievable because now the NFL. And then they have the audacity to miss calls.
Oh, yeah.
With all this technology and all these men on the floor, on the deal, and we're missing calls that are, to say significant is an understatement. Dude, we got to fix this.
Yeah, and I heard the commentator say, well, the quick instant replay can't reverse that call because they didn't make that call right. Or because
what?
Or a penalty or a tackle, they can't reverse it. Like, dude.
It's embarrassing.
Goodness gracious. I mean,
this is embarrassing.
Well, it is.
Got face masks and you got face. They're calling face mask and there is no face mask.
There's no face mask. Grandma to show
and
right
we can fix everything, but we can't fix what's right in playoff competition. Somebody with power has got to be listening. Are we going to let this go like that?
That competition committee got to get their act together and say, listen, the game is too big. And it's a lot of stuff. A lot of finances are riding on it. A lot of fans are riding on it. And players are riding on it to make plays.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just thought it was me.
Not be fearful of making plays.
Because we don't trust you. I don't trust anything that happens at Jerry World. I would bet everything I own on that. Because Jerry's shrewd enough to make sure that people know you want to work here in Dallas with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because there's calls that you just go, you got to be kidding me. But they want to live down there.
Yeah.
But in playoff competition, if this the best? I thought we got the best you can offer us. That's
right
it?
Doc, with the Commanders playing and the way they're playing and not going into the Lions' den and not giving up, and even when some bad breaks didn't go to, when some breaks didn't go their way, like if it turned, reverse run for a touchdown, like you would have thought they would have the mindset out of it. But this team they just keep fighting, and same thing with the Eagles, cardiac arrest yesterday. You're like, goodness gracious, put them away. But you know, when it comes time to make a big play, both teams know how to make big plays.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I wonder what you think about the Ravens now. And first of all, not hating on the Bills. I just said, hey, man, just win, baby. And you know what they did?
They just won.
just win them. But what was your take on that?
Well, you know, again, at the very beginning, so I didn't get a chance to see the whole game, but I saw they made some mistakes, and Lamar Jackson fumbled at one time, like, cost them, throwing some interceptions. I'm like, man, get your act together. Then they start coming back, you know. But the little things, right? The little catches that you make a 10 out of 9 times that night, that one time he missed. So they fought to get back into the game, but you can't start off with a lot of mistakes. And they got to finish that up. They got to clean it up. because they're too successful to not get to where they need to go and have Buffalo beat them like that.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago that your Horned Frogs were getting set for national championship play.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember as if it were yesterday, and they represented. And by the way, too, our left tackle ain't too shabby. I'm telling you, I love what this young man.
Coleman.
Oh, my goodness. He is holding his own at the hardest position for a rookie.
A rookie Coleman, right? He's holding his own, yes.
In pro football, other than corner, left tackle.
Yeah. You got
it. Quarterback, obviously. That's obvious. But, I mean, it's tough.
You gotta
love what this young man has done.
At left tackle. You got to be
What do you
man.
Think tonight, Buckeyes-Irish?
That's a good one, right? Man. I think the coach at Notre Dame, he got his team ready, but there's something about the Ohio State Buckeyes this year. I think they got it. Could be the run game.
Oh, manpower. They are
manpower.
Loaded.
There it is.
Yeah, they're loaded.
But I can't get Notre Dame out, but I just think Ohio State is going to walk away with it tonight. Not walk away with it, they're going to have to earn it. And
Well, I'll say this. That navy blue, if the Irish come out in that navy blue, you better hope that the Buckeyes don't have a flashback. That's all I'm going to say. Because as good as I'm watching them, the way they're playing now, if that navy blue spooks them to that point, then they need shrinks to figure that out. Booty, you're the best, man. We appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us, man. And good luck. You know, it's a war. We're brothers either way, you know, but I know. Will you be in Philadelphia?
Well, I'm waiting to hear back from the Eagles. They texted me last night saying the tickets and autograph signings. All the players want to come back, right? So they got me on the list. So I should know something by Wednesday if I'm going to be.
Well, if they kick you to the curb, I know some people. We'll get you in on our side. I know some people.
You know some people.
I know some people. Know some people. Yeah. All right, man. Thank you. That's John Booty, folks. He is, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. We're going to pay a few bills. Heavy Metal is in charge. DOC on the microphone. The good Dr. Holder's coming up. Ben Standig is coming up. We just keep playing the hits, but nobody means more to us than you do. Stay with us. Overtime, 106.7 The Fan. Been kicking it, man. Shout out to my boys at Team 980. MGM National Listener Line. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And love Booty, man. You know, it's fun when you can have with it's your brother, your sister, good friend, and you having a you're on different sides of the teams, but it's all good. And either way, you'll be pulling for them if you win or lose, and they're pulling for you either way. And that's a good deal one. So let's go out to Edward in Hartford, Connecticut, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Edward, what up?
What's going on, man? How you doing, Rick?
If I get any better right now, they have to test my blood.
That's a good one. They're going to have to test my blood pressure, though, for me, because every game I've had to watch from work. You know, Rick, I work at a news station, so I got to produce newscasts from 3 to 11 and go in the booth at 10. So most of the times I got to watch the second half in the chair while the newscast is going on, floating in and out of stories. You know, I got to say this, though, and this is probably going to hit home a little bit for you. The best thing about this run right now is the fact that 12, I'm going to take you back a little bit here. I've been Monday morning, call Boys on Lunch, and talk football for his entire 45 minutes of his lunch break on my day off. We are enjoying football so much that when we pick up the phone and we say the words NFC Championship, it makes you look away. Because what this team has done, it's so unbelievable that nobody believed in them besides themselves and everybody inside that building and the fan base. You know, me and my dad got this thing we say, if you didn't believe then and you don't believe now, then you will never believe. So it's time to get on the bandwagon. I have never seen this team play in the NFC Championship in my entire life because they haven't been there for my entire life. Mm-hmm. This is so enjoyable that when I say the words NFC Championship, tears comes to my eyes, but also a smile comes on it. Because this feels like the Washington Capitals run. This feels like the Washington Nationals run that year after. This feels like the Washington Mystics run. It's almost like sports is back in D.C. I mean, we can't forget the Caps are 31-10-5. It's fun to watch sports in the nation's capital again. Yeah, I know we got the Wizards, but they're in the rebuild. I know we got the Nationals, and they're right there. They're on the cusp. So we almost got 3 out of 4. When you have the Nationals, you know, when you got the Commanders and you got the Capitals at the top almost, and you're the one of those teams that you talk about, you can't take nothing from us, man.
This is the joy in your voice. It's what resonates through our post-game show. Toby and I have had the thrill is, and Toby's a young fella. He's youngest in charge. And so his whole life he's seen nothing. He's been in the dark. And now there's light. And don't let anybody kill that joy.
Oh, I won't, but I wanted to tell you this. This is really why I called in. We have fans from opposing teams that actually are rooting for us. I'm talking about Giants fans. I'm talking about Cowboys fans. I'm talking about Jets fans.
I'm up against the break, but I know what you're talking about, and I'll tell you why they are. It's why people follow Elvis Presley. It's why people follow Michael Jackson. When you have a rock star leading your success and he's not a jerk, that's the key. Who doesn't like JD5? Have you seen JD5 talk about JD5 yet? The most enthusiastic I've seen the kid since I've seen him in Burgundy and Gold is when Marcus Mariota scored. I haven't seen that much emotion out of him yet. Anybody that can get that excited about his teammate's success, that's the dude I want leading this campaign. And dagnabbit, he's the guy doing it. And that's why this team is destined for greatness. Back in a moment. Boy, we are getting closer and closer. National Championship night, Irish and the Buckeyes, 12-team seeding, the whole nine yards. And, you know, a lot of us hated the four teams, but we loved the action. Well, one man who does this on a professional level is, he's really a gift to the DMV, is the one and only Ben Standing. And standing room only. The podcasts, the TED Talks, the seminars, and, of course, the appearance with the coach, Kevin Sheehan. So, Standick, I've always admired the journalists, the beat guys who got to cover this. And when it's bad, it's worse for you guys than everybody else because you have to spend the most time around the team. So this has got to really be fun for you as opposed to the clown show that you've had to experience most of your time here.
Yeah, no doubt. It always cracks me up, and I think other reporters as well, when people think that, you know, we enjoy it when they lose because we're willing to say, well, here are the reasons why they lost, and it's not always pretty, especially the way the last 2 years was. But when they are losing, the human beings you're around are not happy. And that makes us less happy. And, you know, it's enjoyable to see good football. I used to joke that the only time I would watch a game in which both teams had good starting quarterbacks was the playoffs, because if it was Washington, they typically didn't have one. So it was impossible. Now with Jaden Daniels, it's up to the other team to have a good quarterback because we know he's got it, you know, he's got the good. So, yeah, this has definitely been a fun time. And, you know, in the scene itself last week, or on Sunday or Saturday night, I should say, after the game, it was pretty wild. You know, Joe Gibbs comes out, Kevin Durant's walking around, Magic Johnson is there some games, but playoffs, he's been there. The actor Jeffrey Wright was there. Like, it's, you know, it's fun in that way as well to see, you know, more and more people come out to celebrate winning. So, yeah, it's definitely been more fun.
And I would assume that it's safe to say that a Kevin Sheehan could actually be added to that celebrity list now that they've advanced to this next level. Is that possible?
Well, he doesn't typically leave the cave to go to games, you know, big TV and all that stuff.
I mean, they haven't been this good in quite some time.
I guess the problem is they've been on the road every game, and he's got, you know, shows to do, so may not be practical. But look, if they go to New Orleans, you know, I wouldn't doubt it.
Part of the role as a journalist, a legitimate journalist, is that other team, the opposing team, will ask you to tap in and talk to their market, which is, in the past, has got to have been so humiliating week after week when your team is terrible and you're talking to other cities. How much fun is it now?
Well, it's fun in a different way. I mean, the other one wasn't not fun. It's just that it was all, you know, jabs more than jokes. You know, you just...
Right.
Say anything, Dan Snyder, and you'd get laughs out of the other, out of the hosts of the show. But yeah, now it's people calling and wanting to talk about this team in a positive way. I mean, I'll just say this: look, you know, you deal with Cowboys fans, Eagles fans, Giants fans. I have them in my own life in various ways, and you know, for all my life, it's been the back and forth, depending on who is good or bad. If you know, your team stinks, and just keep driving that point home. This year, I tell you that like almost everybody I know has not. They've all been like, "Wow, I really like Jaden Daniels. Wow, good luck. I hope hope that they keep going because this is fun to watch." That is bizarre, but that is also what is happening here because it's, you know, I get like, say, people are annoyed that the Chiefs keep winning, but for where Washington was, everybody understood how miserable it's been here forever, and you know, and then to see this kid who not only is he, you know, an excellent player, he seems to have no enemies. He's not, you know, a braggart. He's not cocky. He does the right things, all the stuff. So, like, everybody is like, wow, this guy is fun and awesome. And, yeah, so let's kind of root for him. And, you know, again, that in and of itself is just bizarre, weird.
That's the coolest part. The coolest part about him is that he's not a jerk. And he's so talented. And yet we've had guys here that weren't that good, but with jackasses. And that's the thing about this guy that's so refreshing, that I do believe he is a candidate to represent the entire league. I guarantee you the league, and they don't have to care who wins, but is pulling for somebody that could represent the entire league in the manner in which he does. Because he's not caught up on, like I say all the time, he doesn't strike me as a guy that wakes up at 3 a.m. to check his phone to see how many likes he has.
No. I mean, like, you know, he is active to a sense on Instagram, but it's not in a look at me kind of way. It's, you know, he talks about his faith there, and, you know, he'll retweet certain things from the team, whether it's about him or his teammates. But, yeah,
We can say it. There's people that are have abnormal behavior on social media.
Yeah,
it's okay. People know it. Nobody might give a damn what you ate for breakfast or lunch or dinner. They don't care where you showered or where you drove. Some of it is too much. You know, we don't need all that. And this guy, I just really love it. I love it. And then again, it's the staff. Staff has not gotten half as much credit as it deserves, in my opinion. One hell of a job. From every assistant to the assistant to the assistant, the continuity and how cohesive this group is in its teachings. You know how I know? Backups come in seamless. Seamless.
Yeah.
That means people are paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the coaching staff, I think you're right. I mean, deserves, you know, probably more credit than it's gotten. You know, Dan Quinn's hired, you know, kind of a rock star staff. He got some former coaches, coordinators, you know, people who have real reputations, and not to, you know, go back to the last few years, but, you know, not they're not all people he worked with in Dallas and Atlanta, you know. Right. They come from different parts of the league.
I call it Dirty Dozen. He went all over to get the best he could get his hands on. They weren't all his relatives, his neighbors, like these past jerks have done. He didn't do that.
Right, right. And, yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, even going back to this summer when we all knew Jaden Daniels was going to be the starter, barring the unforeseen, the second he was drafted. But they continued to say, hey, competition, we'll see, Marcus Mariota. And, you know, Dan Quinn, I've said for the most part this year, unlike other coaches around the league, has not really lied to us. Obviously, he can't always tell us everything because, you know, you're playing a competitive sport, but he doesn't, like, steer us down some silly path, or he doesn't try to pretend that we're chumps. He, you know, but ultimately the reason they didn't, he said he didn't do it was, one, you know, we're not naming other people the starter, so why are we going to name the quarterback just because it's that position and you want him to be? But two, you know, why force it on him? Just it'll happen. Just let it happen in its due time, not because the public is saying we want it now. And I do think at times, I'm always amazed, actually, how in sports management, ownership reacts to the public sentiment when it's just like, what do you care? I mean, you know, I'm not talking about a coach that's been terrible for 5 years. You should get fired. But just the day-to-day details, just you do what you need to do, and that's what they did. And, you know, I think – I'm not saying that solely made Jaden Daniels the player he's shown to be, but it alleviated they've done a really good job of putting him in the best position possible, whether that's alleviating stress or, you know, giving him plays that he can do best, not because they want to call a certain play, right? And I think all that in totality has been such a great plan to help him ease his way into this league.
Standing fantastic, man. I mean, it had to be a big thrill for you to have the Rooster back on the road. I can only hope that you two will continue to collaborate and bring us special interviews from the owners and all the big shots that travel with the Commanders. Keep up the good work.
I can only hope, you know, good Lord willing, we'll be able to have more adventures together. Yes, thank you, Doc. I appreciate it.
All right, good deal. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Standing. Standing Room Only, the podcast. I mean, this guy he's a gem, and we're lucky to have him. We got to go to break. Heavy Metal is screaming and pouting and breaking glass windows. No, just kidding. We just like to do it in a timely fashion. We come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the national MGM National Listener Line. We'll take a few more calls, and we keep playing the hits. The Doctor's coming up at the top of the hour. We just keep playing the hits. And the Irish and the Buckeyes about to get it on. Dorrance Armstrong, candidate for Canine of the Week. Vicious. Really enjoyed our effort. You know, one thing, if you listen to Joe Witt Jr., his initial press conference still resonates with me. Now, he's had to put together a patchwork work group. In terms of accolades, this is the one group I want you to really pay a lot of attention to. Because every class after this group, they'll have higher draft rankings, higher people to be bigger names. But I don't think you're going to find a group that plays with more energy and more heart than this group. Bobby Wagner right now is pushing his body beyond limits. The old pros know how to save their body for the right moments. Well, this is the right moments, do or die. And you get Ertz and Wagner, to me, it's a Herculean effort. They have squeezed, they've had great careers, and they've maximized their bodies, and they're terrific. And right now they're tapping it in, and they're getting every ounce of greatness that they can manufacture. And I'm telling you, man, they're giving you they're spilling. And Coach Gibbs used to always say how they are just working their guts. These dudes are giving you everything. They will always be revered. They've worn different uniforms. They've starred in different cities. But the effort that these two dudes have put forth, please, and I know you guys already are recognizing it. I just wanted to make sure. Because it's not all about the box score. You got to put your eyes on this. And these two gladiators are willing this team. It reminds me so much of Captain Fletcher, who I just adored, London Fletcher in Burgundy and Gold. And he was a hell of a Super Bowl champion with the Rams. We know all that. But what this brother did, he threw up every game before the game. I'm on the sideline. I knew my day didn't start till he threw up. And I go, people, is it an act? You can't make yourself. Every stinking game, he got himself in a way. He could probably do it on demand right now. Because all the dudes on defense are nuts. I love the captain. If that's not Hall of Fame material, but we already know. The Hall of Fame has a thing against Burgundy and Gold. I just hope we're able to overcome it. Because we got a couple of guys, maybe three or four to be. If they're not what the Hall of Fame embodies because of the way they played, if you watch Pat and you watch Larry, you watch Brian, and you watch these guys, if that's not what it is, then the hell with the whole notion of what it is. Because it's blood and guts, and all of them dudes gave you everything. Bobby Wagner, and I know you guys are watching this, but I just wanted to make sure that when I give them canine award, it was a beautiful thing to see them. And now it's not going to be the most athletic. They ain't running 4.15 and all that. No, only one Darryl Green could do that. But what they're giving you is gutsy. Gutsy. We're rotating. You're playing a lot of people. And I just wanted you to understand how hard these guys are attempting. They may not win every play. And if you think that Marshawn Lattimore, to be a great player and to be coming off injury, how humbling it's got to be to not be able to go in your bag of tricks because you know how to do it, but your body won't allow you to be you, and that's okay. He's just taking it right now. But because he hung in there for four quarters, it allowed Mikey Stansfield, Wolverine. He's blossoming. So now you're getting a 2-for-1. We're not going to be the 85 Bears. But what I'm witnessing is that they got to be the best they've ever been against Saquon. Because Saquon Barkley, I love him in New York. How could you not love this dude, the way he plays? The way he's humbled. He's another guy that just seems to be a fantastic star.
I don't want to see any of those backward jumps this weekend. That's all I'm saying.
But, dude, that got me. That's still something that I don't have anybody up around. I mean, I just, that's a photo that I may have to hang in my den. Because I consider him in the East that he's a cousin. Cowboy, Giant, Eagle, he's a cousin. That's one of the most, have you ever seen that before? No. And who's going to have the you-know-whats to try to do it again? Have you seen anybody try to do it? Have you seen anybody try to do it?
I don't think you can even do that in Madden yet.
No. You haven't seen anybody even try to do it. This dude, man, he is crazy. I'll ask you, Uptown Mo, in the district of Columbia, have you seen anybody try to do what Saquon did?
Nah, I couldn't even fathom trying to do it. I seen my cousin try to do it one time, but she a gymnast. I mean? I see the female do it. I ain't never seen no male do it. Maybe Gregory Hines back in his day. How about that?
Yeah, okay. So we're on the same level. All right, that's some really crazy stuff he did.
I just called Doc one to highlight three people that play very well on Saturday. Chin is hunting people.
Canine. I'm canine.
Chin is hunting people. Lattimore is physical at the point of, and Luvu has calmed down on his sack production, but his activity, his pressure,
he's relentless.
His dislike for quarterbacks is crazy.
Oh my God, that hit! You didn't, and then he hit JD 5. It was my boy got. I knew it was going to be some retaliation. There's nothing like hitting the quarterback. It's everybody's secret, little secret hope. A legal, not an illegal, but a legal hit is like being at the carnival and hitting the bell with the hammer and winning the prize. Think about it, how seldom it happens, but when it does. And I tell you what, golf, I'm already like golf, but he won me over even more because he was knocked out, but he just didn't fall.
Listen, every coach from Little League tell you go hit the quarterback. This is my suggestion. I'm too locked in to be like overly joyed. Like, I'm glad, I'm happy, but I'm locked in on the Eagles. My suggestion is this. I would like to move, because you had an awesome interview and you talked about a TCU home frog. I would like to move Coleman inside to the right guard and put Big Lucas out at the left tackle and put our best five out there. I'm not saying that Trent Scott is not capable of blocking 98. If you look at the last game that we played the Eagles, 98 was a terror. And I'm talking about with
when he wakes up.
Yeah, he destroyed the whole game until we start spreading them out and, you know, letting JD5 orchestrate. So, yeah, I mean, that's the suggestion.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. Check Trent out now, though. This ain't the same Trent.
Okay.
Yeah, check this Trent out now. See, I think you got to understand who you are when you become of age. He in that phone booth now. He's just like the Eagles right guard that was terrible in New York at tackle. But not guard, he's King Kong.
Yeah. hey, Doc. But them Rams, that defensive line got after them people. Hey, Verse is an animal.
Dude, that's why I was like, give me the Eagles.
Yeah, I prefer. Verse is an animal.
Man, we're going to be that next year. They're a year ahead of us in terms of, first of all, the staff's been there more intact. See, you can do this. When you got guys in the front office like we do that know how to find the right talent, you don't have to go get a whole bunch of other people's people. You can select your own, but you got to have somebody shop for the groceries. This world has a world-class eye. We got that guy. Now, our front office, their strength is in our organization. So now we have a fertile ground, an area that you can develop people. Everybody talks about player development. Who develops them? Where were they developed at? Who were they? Damn sure wasn't here. Now they are. Now you start to see. That's the difference, my brother.
Hey, Doc, my favorite part of the game, I'm going to let you go. They panned over to the sideline of Detroit, and you saw the coaches, the defense, when they looked at the shot of the defense sitting on the bench, they all had their head down like, what are we going to do? It is nothing that we can do. We tried everything, and this man is still on point. That was my favorite part of the game, Doc, and I cannot wait. It's 3 o'clock Sunday.
I tell you what you're going to do. You have a good one. You're going to go out there. He told him we're going to get our behinds whooped again if we don't get lucky and get a Hail Mary. And even the Hail Mary can't beat us. Now you know you're in trouble when the Hail Mary can't beat you. Bringing in Dr. Holder, top of the hour. Stay with us. If you're on the lines right now, go and get your ham sandwich or whatever and come back, and we will get you at the bottom of the hour. We just keep rolling right here on Overtime.